This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said today she supports the implementation of a mainland Chinese law in the former British colony to respond to foreign sanctions, the strongest signal yet that the city is set to adopt the legislation. But Lam said she would prefer the law to be introduced through Hong Kong legislation rather than Beijing legislation. Under Chinese law, individuals involved in making or implementing discriminatory measures against Chinese citizens could be put on a government anti-sanction list. Critics have warned that the Hong Kong's adoption of the law could undermine its reputation as a global financial hub. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby yesterday, speaking on behalf of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, expressed discouragement over the security situation in Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of two more provincial capitals there.
The secretary shares the concern of the international community about the security situation in Afghanistan, which is clearly not going in the right direction. The secretary continues to believe that the Afghan forces have the capability, they have the capacity to make a big difference on the battlefield.
The militants have ramped up their push across much of Afghanistan, turning their guns on provincial capitals after taking large swaths of land in the mostly rural countryside. Sweep comes despite condemnations by the international community and warnings from the United Nations that a military victory and takeover by the Taliban would not be recognized. The U.S. Senate is expected to give its approval today to a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. The package includes about $550 billion in new spending and would pay for roads, water systems, and improving access to broadband internet. This is VOA News. Bangladesh's government and aid agencies started vaccinating Rohingya refugees today as a surge in COVID-19 cases raises health risks in the camps where more than 1 million Rohingya who fled Myanmar are sheltering. Around 20,000 infections and 200 deaths from COVID-19 have been recorded so far in Cox's Bazar district, the region bordering Myanmar where 34 refugee camps are located. The UN Refugee Agency said about 500 Bangladesh Red Crescent staff and volunteers have joined health workers for the vaccination campaign. One of Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accusers sued Prince Andrew on Monday, taking accusations that she has repeatedly public lodged against him, including that he sexually assaulted her when she was 17, to a formal venue. Lawyers for Virginia Jeffrey filed the suit in Manhattan federal court, where Epstein was charged criminally with sex trafficking a month before he killed himself at age 66 in August of 2019 in an adjacent federal jail where he was ordered to await trial. But British solicitor Mark Stevens said Tuesday it would likely be decades before the case gets to court.
Suit is being brought under the Child Victims Act. And the strange thing about US law is that sexual conduct against a child has a statute of limitations of 5 years. And it was recognized that children very often don't disclose immediately or within a fairly lengthy period of time. And so the New York legislature allowed people a window of opportunity to make look-back claims. And Virginia Jeffrey has taken advantage of that.
In late 2019, Prince Andrew told BBC Newsnight that he never had sex with Jeffrey, saying, quote, it didn't happen. A Haitian justice official has told AP that he has selected a judge to oversee the case of the slaying of President Jovenel Moise. The decision comes amid concerns over death threats and demands for additional security. The magistrate said Monday that Matthew Charlotte will be in charge of overseeing proceedings involving the murder of the president on July the 7th. The magistrate said last week that he had requested extra security measures as he prepared to select a judge to oversee the case. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.